The greatest hour that we have here at the conference is the time of preaching. I know business is very important. I know that we must have it. I understand that, and I know that we must go about it diligently, and I'm glad there's a time and a place for everything. But in the process of a conference, we've in previous times, as well as this time, appointed a time for preaching. We may lose a lot, but I hope we never misplace that. Not because I'm very little to be chosen and placed and put in the time of preaching. But boy, I'm glad we need preaching. The Word of God. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The preaching of this Word of God and the preaching of the cross. Boy, we heard some wonderful preaching last night. And good singing and testimonies and yesterday. But I realize today, you look with us in the Bible in Hebrews chapter 2. I do trust and pray that you will pray for us. That you have prayed for us. As I was asked yesterday for this hour, my mind was just really blank, and my heart was just really blank concerning anything at all concerning the message. And I told Brother Gary, I said, well, now you pray, and I said, I've done asked the Lord, and I said, I believe I'd give Him adequate time to prepare me for this hour, speaking of the Lord. This morning, along about daylight, just about the break of day, rise up, and the Lord had given me something on my heart during the night, last night. I was up meditating and got on the tractor and ride down the road. And daylight began to break through. Sun began to shine. Lord began to speak to my heart. Boy, you fellas that's been there know what I'm talking about. And He began to verify some things that had troubled my mind during the night before. I trust that you'll pray for me this morning as I try to read and preach this scripture of Hebrews chapter 2. I'm going to read the entire 18 verses and witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. For unto the angels hath He not put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visit him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church, will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I am I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who are through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took upon him of the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for sin, the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them them that are tempted. I want to go back and read verse 2. For if the word spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of a reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? Our Lord and our God, it's again, Father, we bow this morning. We're thankful, Lord, for this great privilege that You've given us. We're thankful, Lord, for the air that's come. We're thankful, Lord, of the divine word, Lord, that You've given us, and the reading, Lord, that we're able to read by this morning. I thank You, dear Lord, for all that You've done for us, and God, for this time You've stood with us. I pray now, Lord, that You take our smallness this morning. I pray, God, that You take us, Lord, and God, anoint us and use us as only You can. I realize, Lord, I'm very little. I've got to preach that You've had on our heart. I'm very little, Lord, to even stand, God, before this great number of people this morning. I pray, dear Lord, You'd reveal it unto us again once tomorrow. I pray, dear Lord, You'd make it known for us through the Holy Spirit. And God, allow us to preach this morning to these people. And God, I thank You, Lord, for all You've done for us. I'd ask You, dear Lord, again. God, mercifully, Lord, and humbly as I can, take us and use us, Lord. Preach to us and speak to us, Lord. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth. And God, hold us up as only You can. And stand by us, Lord, as only You can. And then, Lord, take that You do, Lord, and use it, Lord, for Your great wonders and Your great miracles. And God, help us, Lord, this morning to again examine ourselves. And God, if there be any fault within us, I pray, dear Lord, that we'd repent of that fault. And God, that You'd help us, Lord, and receive us, God, and use us and anoint us once again for Your name's honor and glory. Again, Lord, I beg of Your presence. I beg, dear Lord, of Your leadership. God, I'm nothing without You. And I thank You, dear Lord, for the great and mighty promises that You've given us now, Lord. I beg of You once again to use us for Your name's honor and glory. Preach to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to simply preach the thought this morning. Amen. It's settled. I want to use the thought of this morning. It's settled. Now you say, how did you derive from a thought like that from the scripture that you read? There, in our world today, if you've noticed or not, it is filled with chaos and confusion. It's filled with perplexities and questions without answers. People are running to and fro, and they're seeking to be established in something that they can trust in something that they can put their confidence in. Amen. Well, I believe in Hebrews chapter 2, the issue was settled. Amen. And we need to look this morning and look at our lives and see, amen, if we're truly settled in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we're truly established in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we're truly on the foundation of the apostles' doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. I trust that You'll pray for us. Now, I don't know just exactly where all I'll go with this morning. Amen. I feel the leadership of the Lord in some points. Maybe that He'll lead us in other ways. But I want Him to have full leadership in my life this morning. Amen. I want you to pray. And Psalm 119 and 89, He said, Thy word is settled. Amen. In heaven, O Lord. If you're looking for something to establish your goings upon, you are to be founded upon this word of God. And today, there's a lot of confusion concerning this word of God. And it's been twisted and profaned and perplexed and took out of portion and out of dialect. And it doesn't mean what it does originally mean. Amen. And we're living in the days of apostasy. And when apostate preachers have taken the word of God and they use the same words, but they have an entirely a different dictionary, and people are confused and they're confounded. Amen. On the greatest truth that we have. I dare say we've got preachers in our association. Amen. That probably ought to be dealt with.
Amen.
But that'll be all right. The Lord knows where you're at. Amen. This word that was spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ, and confirmed, and confirmed, and confirmed, and with the help of God, I want to confirm it to be the truth once again. It's steadfastly, it's settled in heaven. Amen. The summons went on to say it's a light. Amen. Into my path, it directs me. It's where I walk in. That's the reason we've got so many turning to the right, gentlemen, and turning to the left. Amen. Because they're not following the leadership of the light of this gospel. Amen. But it's settled. Somebody said, I don't understand all of it. I don't either. It don't matter. It's still settled. Amen. I don't agree with part of it. That don't matter. It's still settled. I don't like part of it. I don't care. It's still settled. Amen. And God hasn't changed His mind about one thread of it. Amen. It's still like it is. And it'll remain like it is. And we need to confirm it just like it is. Yes. Amen. It's settled. And it's right. Now God made man, and man was very precious in His sight. And God made all the things that we see, and He gave man dominion over all of those things. And He made him a little lower than the angels. But He didn't stop there, because that wasn't the perfection of all things. He took His darling son and made him a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, that all things might be perfected by God. And then He became the Word. Amen. And dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. No man can see God and live, but we can through the manifestation of the Holy Spirit look into the words of a divine, holy God and behold the glory that's there. Amen. Somebody said, and I told Brother Michael here a while back, God got me wound up in His glory, and I've been studying on the departure of His glory. And I'm going to tell you, when the glory departed, the glory departed when we departed from the Word. Because the Word is what beholds His glory. The Word holds His glory, and the Word is His glory. Amen. But it's settled. I won't debate it with you. I won't argue it with you. It's settled. Amen. Somebody told me one time, said, "Preacher, you're too straight." I want to tell you something. You can't get too straight. If it's straight, it's straight. Ain't that right? If it's straight, it's straight. What's straight to some might not be straight to others. What's hard to some might not be hard to others. Amen. What's right to some might not be right to others. But this is always right. It's always straight. It's always settled. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with it. Amen. And we need to get back to the basics of the Word of God.
Amen.
And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm chapter 27, verse 3, He said, "Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this I will be confident." Amen. In other words, I'll be confident in God Almighty. I'll be confident. I have full trust in this Word of God. Amen. And the words they speak, they are spirit and they are life. And I have confidence in this Word of God. Amen. And if you have a problem with it, your confidence is being led in the wrong direction.
Amen.
Amen. Though my enemies encamp around me, though wars encamp around me, I shall not fear. Amen. Thank God. They may eventually take your plumb away from me. Amen. But my confidence is not in this written book. It's in the writer of the book. Amen. Search the scripture, for in them they, you think you have eternal life, but these are they which testify of me. And my confidence is in the author of the book. But without the book, you don't know the author. Amen. Amen. I know. This fish can get rougher than this. That's right. Amen. But so somebody said, "I have confidence." Now, I've lost confidence in some preachers. I don't mind telling you. I've lost confidence in some deacons. I don't mind telling you. I've lost confidence in some church members. I don't mind telling you. But thank God, I've never lost confidence in the God sitting under. Amen. That's holy and just and right and preserved.
confirmed his word unto me that I about come out of the hills of Satin Mountain and be birthed into a royal family of God, and my hope is embedded in him this morning. You follow the preacher, you'll be misplaced. You follow the deacon, you'll more likely be misplaced. You follow a lot of lay members, you'll be misplaced. But if you'll follow God and his word, you'll be settled.
Driven about with every wind and doctrine. Always looking for something new. Amen.
Amen.
Confidence. Our faith. Now, I ain't got enough time this morning to preach on faith. I know that. Amen. The children of Israel, in their journey through the wilderness, when they lost confidence in God, when trouble began to come, and sorrow began to come, and heartaches began to come, and they got into a place where there weren't no way out, they looked and said, is God among us or not? Amen. I've been in some churches I felt that way. But thank God, every once in a while, son, I can get along like I did this morning. Thank God. And he assures me once again, Brother David, that he's with me. And he assures me that where he is, there I may be also. Because I have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. Somebody said, preacher, I wouldn't have said that. I would. I've been in some places. Amen. Somebody stand up and said, I know the Lord's here. I brought him with me. And I thought to myself, I wish they'd turn him loose. I'd like to see evidence of it. Amen. That's right. Amen. I know I can't stand to myself. I know that. I found that out early in my ministry. Amen. I can't stand by myself. Amen. I can't learn by myself. I can't walk by myself. Thank God. I just can't go on by myself and in myself. But it seems like that in our society today, Brother J.M.'s part, amen, we want it our way or no way. Amen. But I got news for you. Amen. You got the mind of God. Amen. Because that's the way he is. His way or no way. Amen. But I'll tell you who's going to win out. Y'all understand what I said? Yeah. And he's going to prove that because it's settled. It's settled. And I know we're living in a great time. And we're living in a great dispensation. Amen. A grace toward all men. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men. And he began to teach us that unto an eye all worldly lust. And we should live soberly and godly and righteously in this present world. Amen. But there's a day of coming, thank God, when that great God that's seated at the right hand of the Father and making intercession for me and you, amen, will come back as dictator. Amen. And he'll rule with a rod of iron. And thank God, and he'll set things in order. And it's settled, and it's already so.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Somebody said he's reigning. No, he's not. He's in control, but he's not reigning. But he's going to. And I believe the stage is set. And I realize in this I can't stand on my own. But he tells me to stand. In Ephesians chapter 6 and 14, he said, when I've done all, therefore to stand, just stand. Therefore having your loins girt about you with truth. Amen. He tells me to stand. Amen. He helps me to stand. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 17, Paul said, in my first state no man stood with me. And then he said, not when standing this. Amen. The Lord stood by me. Amen. He tells me to stand. He helps me to stand. And he makes me want to stand. Amen. Thank God the wars may come and the trouble may come and the down looks people may come. Amen. And the lambasting talk may come and the critical talk may come. But thank God he's always stood there. He's always been there. Amen. And he'll remain to be there.
And
I've got confidence in that. Amen. There's been some men that walked down this aisle here with me some 20 odd years ago and sat on that front pew and heard the charge from a blessed man of God. And in that charge, they agreed with that charge. But today, amen, they're gone. They're wandering. They're out centering the wilderness. Amen. Thank God they slipped away. They're gone. Thank God. They were never settled or they didn't get settled. But there's more to it than that, folks. Amen. But it ain't got too hard.
It ain't got too hard. I know some of you ain't been through what I've been through. Amen. And I wouldn't dare say I've faced something that some of you haven't faced. Amen. But it ain't got too hard. Thank God, man's turned against me. Churches have turned against me. My family's turned against me. But notwithstanding in this, God has always stood by me. Amen. I know I got to hurry. I know that. Psalm 27:1, he said, the Lord, he is my strength. Amen. Oh, do you want to stand for it? I hear a lot about standing. Amen. And I don't want you to take me wrong this morning on some things I'm fixing to say. Amen. But I hear preachers preach about standing. And 6 months from the time I heard them preach, they're laying over yonder at ease and Zion, wallowing around in the mud holes of the world. Amen. I've cried, thank God. Amen. I want to tell you face to face right now, they ain't a whole lot to you, brother. They just ain't a whole lot to you. You get mad if you want to. Right now, I'm not afraid of the devil himself. Amen. They just ain't much to them. Amen. But the Lord is my strength. I realize I have no strength in myself. I realize that, but boy, I've got confidence in Him. And I believe Brother Russell mentioned last night, yesterday, amen, that all power in heaven and earth have been given unto Him. And he looked down to his apostle and he said, greater things shall you do. Amen. And my confidence and my strength is in Him. And that's the reason, Brother Michael Dollar, and the time when everybody else seemed like it's on their way to hell, thank God I can have joy in the Lord. Amen. Unspeakable and full of glory. Y'all might as well wake up. Amen. You know what? I'm a preaching right this morning. Amen. Confidence in God. Paul said we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm more about everybody I see and come in contact with. They're walking around like victims. Amen. And the church is acting like victims. And we're begging and we're pleading. Amen. For help over here and help over there. Amen. Amen. And the psalmist says, my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. We better start looking again in the right direction. Can I say something right here? Thank you. I noticed on our reports, y'all get mad if you want to. Thank God, maybe the Holy Ghost will get a hold of you and you'll get glad for it's over. But I noticed on our reports spiritual conditions. Amen. Do I need to say anything more?
No, you already done it.
God bless you.
Amen.
Bless
you.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, there's one thing I realize, Brother Buddy, about a dead man. He don't realize he's dead.
Bless you. Bless you, preacher.
Amen. Let that soak in real good. He don't have no feeling. He don't have no thoughts. Amen. He don't have no circulation. He don't even know he's dead. I hope a church ain't hardly reached that state yet. But you know the difference between a dead man and a living man? A living man knows he's going to die and he prepares for it. And he strengthens therefore that which remains. Amen. Until that day.
Amen.
Well, I'm getting off the point here. It's settled.
Amen.
It's settled. And our confidence must be in God. And the only way, oh, I'm glad, Brother Benny, I'm glad, Brother Gary, that some years ago, some blessed old man of God that had confidence in the written word of God have brought it to Sand Mountain in the area of DeKalb County and fell upon the deaf ears of a little old boy struggling, thank God, 30-year-old, amen, away from God, dying and going to hell. And brother, he persuaded me because of his confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. A brother DeAnda come to him and says to him, thank God. And inward. Woo! Inward! If I didn't have any confidence in what I'm preaching, you think I'm preaching?
Amen.
All the preachers. patriarchs of old, all of those in Hebrews 11, they had confidence or faith in Him. Moses by faith, Noah by faith. Thank God. All the rest of them, they secured new kingdoms. They obtained promises by faith.
Amen. Boy, and I'm glad of this blessed word of God.
Amen.
That's settled.
Amen.
That's settled.
Thank you.
Amen. Y'all stay with me this morning. Amen. Pray for a little while, men. I will leave you several scriptures, and I'm just going to go and hurry. Amen. And go and hurry. In 1 Kings 8:56, the Bible said, "Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto His people Israel. According to all that He promised, there hath not failed a one word of all of His good promises." Amen. Over 3,000 of them, and they're all true. And everyone shall receive a just recompense of reward. Amen. Somebody said, "I'm enough." Seeing the promises of God, that they're obtained by faith. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. And God has promised that the righteous shall flourish like the cedars of Lebanon, and their limbs shall spread abroad, and their roots shall go, and they'll grow as the cares of the fenced stone. And the reason we don't see it is because we have not confidence in the Word of God. But they had not one of them failed. They're still right. Amen. Ezekiel said in 12 and 25, "For I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I speak shall come to pass." Amen. He cannot lie because of His holiness. Amen. That He, at the many times during the patriarch passages, He entered into oath, and because of that oath, amen, He stayed true to His promises. Because He's God. And if He spoke it, it's right. Matthew 5 and 18 said, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Amen. I heard a story one time. I won't take a few minutes right here just to tell it. It won't take but a minute. Amen. Some old saints of God out around the churchyard. You know how it used to be, how they mingle around outside. It's just all over with. They were talking about coming back in the form of something else. Amen. One of them decided he wanted to come back at this, you know, if he had his choice. Other decided he wanted to come back as this, if he had his choice. And that old blessed saint of God, they looked at him and he said, "Well, what would you like to come back on?" Of course, you know, he was, but he went on with a game, so to speak. And he said, "Well, if I could be incarnated in some form or other," he picked his Bible up. He said, "I'd like to be brought back as the pages of one of these blessed old black books." Amen. And it kind of shocked them, and they said, "Why?" And he said, "Cause it'll never fade away." Amen. And thank God, because it's settled in heaven. Amen. Because it's right, just, and true. Amen. And he said, "If I had my choice, I'd just take that." I thought, praise the Lord, it won't be by means of reincarnation, brother, but you'll make it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my, how we need. Once again, amen. Now, I'm glad that in Jesus, everything that needed to be fulfilled is fulfilled.
Amen.
He is the all in all. The word "all" was completed in Jesus Christ, amen, in this Babylon. I know there's some things, amen, not yet taken place. And if God help me, I'm going to beat you right on over there in a minute.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm glad in the beginning was the Word.
Yes, sir.
You know what Genesis 1 and 1 says? In the beginning, God.
Right.
That lets me know. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. That in the beginning, there was God. In the beginning, there was the Word of God. Amen. And it still remains today. Whether you accept it, whether you not, verse 14 of John chapter 1 said, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the only begotten Son of God." Amen. Boy, I'll tell you what, it thrills me to pick this blessed Bible up.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. Every once in a while, if you would sneak up on me at home, you'd mind me walking around embracing that thing.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
I've dropped it a few times and it just killed my soul. Somebody said, well, preacher, I wouldn't be that way about it. I know you wouldn't. That's what's the matter with you. Amen. That's right. It's precious to me. Amen. Somebody said, oh, now you're a fanatic about this written word. It's more than written word to me. Amen. My confidence is not in the written word. My confidence is in the living word, which I was brought to by the written word. Amen. And you'll never know the living word until you hear the written word. Amen. And he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Amen. Hebrews 5:9 said he became the author of eternal salvation. Amen. He went right on in 12:2 said he became the author and finisher. Amen. You'll see in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning was God. There was they were. And in the book of the Revelation, he's still there. And he's winding it up.
Sure. Amen.
And boy, the advent of the rapture is one thing that we do not have in the Word of God that has a detailed time.
Right.
But the stages say it.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. Somebody said, I don't believe in the rapture.
Yeah. Come on, praise God.
Amen.
Come on now, come on.
I don't understand that. You believe the Bible?
Amen.
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 Then you better get settled.
Amen.
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 Amen. Paul said, I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren. You shall not all sleep, but you shall all be changed. In a moment and in a twinkling of an eye, thank God. Well, now, when the Lord Jesus, thank God, appeared from heaven, amen, with a shout, with a cup of God, the shout, brother, I'm telling you, thank God, we're leaving out of here.
Amen.
I don't care whether you believe it or not.
Bless you,
oh, I care. I care. The biggest thing that bothers me about it is you're going to miss it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Any events you don't prepare for, you're more likely going to miss it.
Yeah.
Amen. Hebrews 1:3 said, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He hath by Himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. I believe He became the author of salvation.
Amen.
I want to ask you a question this morning.
Yes.
Are you saved?
Amen.
I mean, did He by Himself purge? You know what's the matter with us today? We figured out how to get people saved.
That's right. You're right. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what's the matter.
Amen.
That's what's the matter. We got discipleship programs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Soul winning conferences.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
And we didn't even know how to get saved when we got saved ourselves. If you could have, you could have saved yourself. Amen. But you couldn't do it yourself. But oh, you believed a few facts and you believed a few theories. Amen. But salvation is of the Lord. Amen. He's the author of it. He's the finisher of it. And He begun a work in you. And I'm persuaded to believe He's able to finish it and complete it. Thank God, because it's settled. Amen. But listen, they'll come by routes of the Word of God, through the Word of God, under the direction of the Holy Spirit of God, and no other way.
Amen.
And no other name.
Amen.
And no other plan.
Amen.
And no other method.
Amen.
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 Good preacher.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Y'all get hung up in things that entertains your flesh.
Yeah,
and I know right now I ain't doing you no flesh no good, and that's what's the matter with you.
Yeah, right.
Amen. I ain't doing you flesh no good. I'm a helping some of you in spirit, but I ain't doing you flesh a whole lot of good.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're looking for things to entertain the flesh.
Come on now.
Amen. I've noticed this applause crowd catching on. Y'all just hang right in here.
Amen. Amen.
You ever notice that?
Yeah.
They need to go on some singing group, come in or something like that. Y'all just stay right on and pray now.
Yeah,
they sing a few hymns and, oh boy, they'll give them a standing ovation. They'll just type and slob and all things like that. No man of God get up and reach and rave and spit and slob and shout and go on in the Holy Ghost and they'll go to sleep.
Amen.
I'm a saying applause is for men, praise is for God. And most people are under it and they want the admonishment of applause of men and not the glory of God.
Amen.
And I'm not preaching because you asked me to, Brother Raymond Lacy. I'm preaching this morning because God wanted me to. I appreciate the opportunity and the privilege. God bless you, and I know it comes by your hand, but I'm glad God anointed it. Unless God anointed it, it wouldn't have been worth nothing anyhow.
Amen.
So you see, 9 times in Genesis 1, the Bible said, and God said, and it followed up, and it was so. And it's still so today. Amen. To Abraham, he was the promise. Thank God. And Abraham rejoiced to see his day. And Jesus said before Abraham was, I am. His eternal name. Amen. He was there. To Isaac, he was the blessed seed. To Jacob, amen, he was the blessed nation. To Joseph, he was the preserver of life. To Moses, he was the great deliverer. To Joshua, he was a great leader and establisher. To Samuel, he was a great instructor. To Samuel and Gideon, he was the light of their strength. To David, he was king. To Nehemiah and Ezra, he was the restorer. To Daniel, he was the great prince. To Melchizedek and Levi and Aaron, he was the high priest. To Jerusalem, he was the possessor. To the church, he's the owner. Amen. To heaven, he's the intercessor. And to the flesh, he's the only begotten son. To the Old Testament, he's the mystery. To the New Testament, he's the revealer of the mystery. And to the devil, he's judge.
Amen.
And it all revolves and encircles around him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And one of these days, thank God, that blessed man, amen, is going to come. And in the book of Revelation chapter 20, there's going to be an angel lay hold on that old dragon, the serpent. The devil. Amen. Somebody said, the devil's a bothering me. Amen. Why don't you tell him what's settled? Amen. Thank God. Amen. Why don't you resist him? Why don't you rebuke him? Why don't you stand against him?
Amen.
We're in this business of claiming it, naming it, or naming it and claiming it, or ever how it goes.
Amen.
And some of you folks just swallowed all up in that theory and that idea. Amen. It'll never work.
Amen.
It'll never work. Amen. You can name to be a millionaire and die without a bread to eat.
God bless you.
That's right.
God bless you.
God give you the gift of salvation. Everything else you'll earn. I know they don't like it, Brother James, but I can't help it. Amen. Now, I don't mean to be critical right now, but I'm fixing to say something. Probably hurt everybody's feelings. Somebody said, I've laid them on the altar for Jesus. I've named them and claimed them. Don't make no difference what you've done. It's what they're going to do is what's going to matter. Can everybody say amen? Can everybody say amen? Thank God. Oh, I met my dad-in-law this morning, bright and early, while God was on me. Woo! Lost and dying, going to hell. Don't make no difference how many times I've called his name before God. It don't matter how many times I've claimed him in the name of Jesus until he becomes willing to be submissive under the powers and the ways of God. He'll die and go to hell. And you will too, neighbor.
Woo! God
bless you, man.
Oh, is he getting up here now? And that angel laid hold on him. It happened once before. It'll happen again.
Amen.
Amen. When he rebelled in heaven, amen, he laid hold on him and he cast him out of heaven, and there was no room for him there. And there's still no room for him today in heaven. And there's no room for him in our church cemetery. There's no room for him in our pulpit. There's no room for him in your life. But you got to lay hold on him. That's right. You got to lay hold on him. The devil will torment you. Amen. He'll aggravate you. He'll run a blessed old pastor crazy. But if you lay hands on him, it'll make a difference. Now, wait a minute. I know. I'll have to explain myself. I'm not talking about fighting and brawling. That ain't right. Amen. But every once in a while, the devil just needs to be invited to leave.
You're right.
Amen.
You can rebuke him and all you want to, but what's in a while? Amen. You may have to lay hold on it. Well, you reckon I'll straighten this out? I'm going to tell you what's the problem with our local church. Thank God. Men's backbone is about like a banana peeling. That's right. That's right. They want the preacher to come down and straighten everything out.
Yeah.
Yes. And then when you try to do anything, they'll tie your hands. Yes. That's right. They'll turn against you. And because they turn against you, that other bunch will lose confidence in you. And all the time you'll try to do what's right.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It's settled.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank God.
I believe that's the reason they chose out holy men.
Yes, right. Right.
Separated men.
Yeah, right.
Men full of the Holy Ghost. You know what being filled of the Holy Ghost is for? It's not for you shouting. It's not for you running and screaming and a crying. It's for service. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is being birthed into the family of God. That's what it is, and that's all it is. Being birthed into the family of God. Being filled with the Holy Ghost is for service. If you ain't filled with the Holy Ghost, you ain't fit for service because you ain't none of His.
That's right. Amen.
How'd I get in this?
It's right. It's
right. It's simple. Amen. And it's a commandment, Brother J.M. He said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Amen. Be ye filled for service.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, God help us. I wish our delegates get filled on Friday.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, preacher.
And what gets about a half tank on Friday would get full again on Saturday.
Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Oh, while I'm here, I might as well go ahead and say right now, we've still got a 3-day conference, men.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. You are right.
Yeah.
Amen.
That might have hurt your feelings, but you know I'm right.
Yes, sir. Right.
Anybody knows how quiet it got?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I've noticed. You know when it get quiet, when you finally preach long enough to get on everybody. Hey, man. As long as you're preaching on this crowd over here, this bunch over here, hey, man, that's right. Preach. You shift gears and you get over here and it goes coming down. About 45 minutes later, amen, you can't buy amen with $10. Amen? Well, it is. Amen. All right. Amen. Thank God. But I'm glad it's settled and the Lord is coming. You know, we're in so much political chaos, we can't tell what's on. That's right. But God's going to put out the political reign. We're in so much religious chaos, you can't tell what's what. But God's going to put out the religious reign. Amen. When He takes the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the beast, and He casts them in the pit, amen, and followed up by Satan himself, it's settled. I don't know what you're so worried about.
God bless you, preacher.
Why are people so worried about prophecy?
God
thank God it's settled.
Yes, sir.
And anything settled, you know how it is.
Amen.
And He changes not. And it's settled. What are you worried about? I'll tell you what you're worried about, you.
Yes, sir.
You know why you ain't got no peace?
Yeah.
You ain't got no good conscience.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
To have peace, you got to have a good conscience. To have peace, you got to be comforted. Amen.
Amen.
To have peace, you got to be satisfied.
Amen.
And if you have peace, you won't be worried about it. You won't be worried about it, son. Thank God. Well, would I not be worried about it, preacher? Because I've got confidence in God. And He's going to take care of it. Amen. Now let me hurry. And I know I'll try right here. I'll try to hurry just for a few minutes. I thought maybe the Lord might let me get out of this, but I got to go on. Amen. I want to say something today. Amen. This one right now. You know, many people do not believe, and I may be fixing to get on you, and you're welcome to your opinion. That's all right. I allow you to be wrong if you want to. Amen. A lot of people will not accept the reigning reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. But according to Revelation chapter 26 times, it's mentioned that He is going to reign for 1,000 years. And during that reign of 1,000 years, He's going to lay His hand on Satan, that old dragon, and He's going to bound him for 1,000 years. Amen? And He's going to be holding in a stockade, amen, under incarceration, that there might be peace upon this earth for that period. And at the close of that period of time, He'll be loose and to show man's rebellious ways and show how wicked man is, even after being in an environment of total peace, total love, total comfort. Some of them are going to run off for it. And you know what that's going to usher in? The great white throne judgment. And He that sat upon it, and which is Jesus Christ, read John chapter 5, you don't believe, you don't have it. Amen. He appointed all judgment under the Son. He's judgment, and He's going to sit there.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What's He going to do? He's going to put an end to sin.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. And even heaven and earth is going to flee. In other words, heaven and earth is going to melt on that day because of the glory and the holiness of the man sitting on the throne. Amen. And sinner me in and sin. Peter said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Amen. Great white throne judgment. At the time when the dead are raised, the correctable dead are raised. And sinners is going to be paid.
Amen. Amen.
And to be cast into the lake of fire.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. They ain't no need you arguing about sin. They ain't no need you petting and complaining. Your church members about sin, it's settled.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
You try your best to get them to do right. But it's settled.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Good. Amen.
And they brought this dominion of this world, this great dominic power, this prince of the air,
right.
This spirit of today. And boy, he's got leaps and bounds. And he's going to bring him before that darling lamb.
You're
right.
That has become a dictator.
Yes.
It'll not be no longer come before me and let us reason together.
No, right.
It'll not be that, brother buddy, on that day. Church, I'm going to tell you something. If you'll see the end of sin and sinners and heathens, it'll break your heart and you'll return again to this Word of God and bow on our face and cry that we're unworthy and He's holy and He's everything, and we'll again see the conversion of a lost and dying world. Not until.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Sure, it's right.
Not until.
Bless
you. It's settled.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And every transgressor and disobedient shall receive
just
a just reward.
Yes.
Yes.
God bless you.
I'm talking about the judgment of sin. Oh, I know I skipped some things. Y'all wouldn't have stayed with me if I tried to get it all. No way. I know I skipped some things. I know that. Thank God. Don't think you're exempt, son. Amen. Amen. One of these days you'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of every deed done in the body, whether they be good or bad. Thank God. And I hope on that day God can find you faithful and say, hey, these five rewards banked up over yonder. Thank God. Bring about four of them down here to Toby. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, I don't believe that either. That's what's the matter with you.
Amen. You're right.
How'd I get in all this tonight, son, this morning? Won't have it. Won't believe it.
Good preaching.
Heaven's going to be real. But it's going to be more real for some folks. I don't know. They may be having me in their own examining committee before this is over.
It's all right.
And they believe heaven's going to have different steps and different grades in it.
Amen.
Amen. Sure. Yes, Lord. Oh, now, it might not be you, pastor, get the highest reward. It might be that little old widow woman over yonder. Thank God that's been faithful, that's grabbed them grandchildren up. Amen. And dressed them and clothed them and pared them down and set them on the second beach. Amen. Grabbed the hickory and said, straighten up the man of God. Fix and preach the word of God. You pay attention. She may be top dog in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Not only will there be different rewards in heaven, there'll be different stripes in hell.
Yep.
And you know who's going to receive the most severe and the most stripes? Those that have sat on the preaching of the Word of God down through the years and down through the ages and failed to submit themselves under the ways of God. It's not the drunk. It's not the alcoholic. It's not the hormonal. It's them that had the privilege of setting out the truth of the Word of God and deprived themselves of it.
Amen. Amen. You tell it right. You tell it right.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, preacher.
That's preacher.
Yes.
Stay in the world on fire,
brother. Thank God.
Right.
Amen.
That's good preaching.
Thank God.
Bless you. Where's your confidence at this morning?
Come on, preacher.
Amen.
Bless you.
Good,
man. I've hurt a lot of feelings, son, in the last 22 years. I'm not boasting about that.
No.
I didn't set out. That was not my intention.
God bless you.
But I did not start out to bow. I did not start out to bend. I did not start out to move. I started out to stand.
Amen.
And by His help, Brother Bobby, I'm going to stand. And there's a lot of things that ain't right. It just ain't right. It don't matter if it's you or if it's me or if it's Buddy Jarman or Badville or Joe Walker. If it ain't right, it ain't right.
Amen.
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 God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless your heart.
When I come into the Congregational Methodist Church, Brother Shannon, it was known for the quality and quantity of its church members.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 It was known for an establishment that stood for truth.
Amen.
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 And many people would say, if you don't want to hear it in black and white, you better not go down there to one of them churches.
Yeah.
Amen.
Am I right?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Come on, son.
Yes, sir.
I'm right.
Yes, you are.
Amen, brother.
Yes, you are.
Man, I hadn't been around here a long time, but I looked around yesterday, and I'm one of the oldest in here, so I've been around here long enough.
Amen.
I'm right. And fellas, I don't know if Pilgrim Church will ever grow another ounce or not. But if we die the way we are, we're going to die standing.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank God.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank God.
Good work.
Bless you.
Amen.
If we go down with just a few faithful,
amen,
notwithstanding this, the Lord stood by.
Amen.
Amen.
Son, that's what's going to
happen.
If we want to again find favor with men, a heathen world and a lost humanity, amen, we're going to have to again retain favor from God.
Amen.
Y'all come sing. Somebody. Doesn't matter. Brother Clay. I don't know. Amen. One of you. I don't know. I know our adversary is great. Somebody say, preacher, don't give the devil no credit. He's great. I'm not giving him any credit. I'm telling you who he are.
Yeah, right.
And he's got a lot of influence in this world today. In your life and in this world today. He's got a lot of influence. Amen. But he don't worry me. He troubles me. But he don't worry me. Why? Because it's settled.
Amen.
He's going to howl. He's going to roar. He's going to go about seeking whomever he may devour. Amen. And the Lord has given him liberty to do that.
Yeah, right.
But his destiny is settled. And I'm going to tell you something. Somebody, I might as well make everybody mad while I'm here.
God bless you.
I'm going to say something right here. You've been saved and born again and birthed in the family of God. You're a regenerated person. You are of a divine nature. You are trying your best to be faithful, holy, and righteous, and submitting your wills and ways to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to remain faithful unto death.
It's settled.
Right.
You're in.
Amen.
Boy, I'm about to have a spell.
Come on. That's good preaching.
You're in.
Yeah.
It's settled.
Amen.
Amen. There ain't nothing else left.
Right.
Somebody said, preacher, that sounds like a doctor to me, town security. You're right.
Amen.
Boy, I sure wouldn't have said that. Being the president of the conference, it's in the Bible. Amen. You saved? You born again? You've been regenerated? You're the nature, not of Adam, but of Christ? You're of a heavenly origin? Amen. You're going to live faithful unto death? It's settled. You lost?
No, sir.
You died? You're going to hell?
Yes, sir.
You've never submitted your will and ways unto the Lord? You're going to hell.
Amen.
It's settled.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Plain and simple.
Yeah. Come on. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Let the Lord be praised. Come on. Amen.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
And no need of wishing and washing about it.
Yeah.
Making statements this way, making excuses this way, making it that way. If you want to go, you've got the perfect opportunity.
That's right.
You want to die and go to hell, you've got the perfect opportunity. God ain't reigning in your life. He give you a choice. Amen. And when He takes a bold in your life, you reign. And sin has no more dominion over you because of He that indwelleth in you. And He takes a bold in your life, not to dictate your life, but to lead you. I'll never get through. I got to hush. But if you'll follow His leadership, you'll make it. He'll make you get saved. He'll make you live right. But you'll have a want to. And it's up to you. As great as He is, in all His splendor, in all His power, in all His majesty, He looked down on man. Amen. And He said, I'm going to give him the perfect right to the tree of life that sits in the midst of the paradise of God. But I'm not going to intrude on him. I'm going to let him live his life like he wants to.
Amen.
I'm not going to infringe on his privileges.
Right.
I'm just going to give him privileges.
Amen.
Leland, you got saved because you wanted to, son. You're living for him because you want to. When you decide you don't want to, lay down and quit.
Yeah.
I told the church here the other day, and I'm going to say it again to you. When it gets to the point that I can't go God's way, then I'll lay her down.
Yeah, bless you.
Amen.
Bless you. God bless you, brother.
Bless you.
But only then.
Bless you, brother.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I may not be permitted in a lot of places to go God's way. But when it gets to the point I can't go God's way,
amen,
I'll lay her down.
Amen.
You pastors need to quit compromising.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
You need to quit preaching to satisfy you folks.
Amen.
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 You need to return again to that same man that calls you.
Amen.
Preach with power. Amen. Well, it may not hurt to have a little dignity and a little character along the way. I don't know. I don't know if I've got any or not when I'm preaching.
Come on.
Yeah, let's stand together, Brother Gary. You and Brother Jeff come. You're not ashamed to stand with me once again. I don't believe you are. Amen. I believe you'd hold me up if the world was on fire. Amen. But it's settled. It's settled. All glory and honor is Him. He was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. That somebody like me and you. Could bow in a place of holiness.
Amen.
Oh, I ain't worried, boys.
Amen.
I'm concerned about the church. I'm concerned about my family. I'm concerned about my neighbors, my community, my land, and America. I'm concerned, Bill, but I ain't worried. Well, preacher, it's settled. It's settled. I'm worried about lost people. I'm concerned about lost people. I don't want to see them die and go to hell. I don't want to see them stand in that day before a just and holy man. And the reason I feel the way I do, Brother Mills, because I know it's settled.
Amen.
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 Amen. I know it's settled. Boy, it'd be a good day to make a commitment with it. It'd be a real day to make a decision. Yes, it would. While they sing, you men, would you please stand up and while they sing? They look for me. Oh, Flint Tender. Jesus is calling. Settle, settle, settle. Oh, my, my, my.
Your presence, Lord, today. Heavenly Father, the eyes of God tonight.
Waiting and watching.
Father, I thank you, Lord.
Watching for you.
I thank you, God, today.
It's not a negative gospel. Anything that's right and true is positive. The consequences of it sometimes have a negative outlook, but it's not a negative gospel, son. It's not a negative gospel. Mercy for you, Martin. Preserved the nation. He preserved the people. He came to his own and his own received his own. But his men has received him and them gave him power to become the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know when he shall appear, we shall be like unto him. For we shall see him as he is. And he that hath this hope in himself purified himself even as he is pure. Amen. Come on. Come on. I love this church. I do. I love this Congregational Methodist Church. I love our guidelines for worship and our guidelines for conduct. That's not the problem. The problem is we don't abide by it. There's no problem with this Word of God. We just need to parallel with it.
Yep.
Amen. Lord, I'm glad of heaven. I'm glad of today.
Amen.
Somebody said one time, said, boy, I wish I lived back yonder in them good old days. I'm kind of glad I'm living today. I'm a living. Amen. I'm closer home than them good old days was. God bless you. Amen. Well, I've tried to do that the Lord wanted me to do. You Bible readers know that I left a lot uncovered. And you know that. And I questioned the Lord about that. But it took a week to get it all in there in right order. But I got what he wanted me to get. I got what he wanted me to get.
Man, I love you, preacher. God bless you.
And somebody said the great white throne judgment don't affect me, preacher. That's what's the matter.
Amen.